This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Right, look, somebody has to stick up for the mistresses. Somebody, because mistresses are people too. So it's Sarah J. Simmons. She is the former mistress of Chef Gordon Ramsay and Lord Jeffrey Archer, who has a podcast and a book out about mistresses.
Okay.
And in it, she educates people on mistresses and tells them, look, they are not bad people, and there are a lot of misconceptions about mistresses that you should embrace because you're making, in some cases, the wrong assumptions.
I'm just surprised people are still using the word mistress.
What would you like? A side piece?
Yeah, I think side piece is more 2023.
She refers to herself as a mistress.
If you're like the side piece for a lord, you're going with mistress. Or that's madam side piece to you.
I'm a lady side piece. Get it right.
This levels.
Sounds like an exclusive KFC bucket deal. I'd like the lady side piece.
Here's what she wants you to know. A couple of things about mistresses that you got all messed up. First of all, mistresses are always better looking or younger than the wife. No! She says no! No. There is a specific type when it comes to women who are likely to be mistresses. Anyone can be a mistress, she says. It's not as though it's regulated to just one specific type of woman. Hell, you could be sitting next to a mistress right now in your office and even not know it. So do not, she says, assume that they are younger than the wife, or better looking than the wife.
I love how she thinks this is them standing up for them. Like, they can be ugly too. Mistresses are hot.
If the domain name ugly mistress isn't taken, we need to get it right now. And I don't know what for. She says, look, you've got this misconception that all of them are kept women. She says, let's be honest, not every man who strays has big bucks to put his mistress up in a penthouse or the Four Seasons where she can live quite happily on room service and in-house massages. She says, in fact, sometimes, according to her, the mistress is the one with the money and she's the one lending money to the dude.
Okay.
She really thinks this is helping them. Okay.
Yeah.
She just wants you to know.
Okay.
Somebody's got to stand up for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mistresses are not homewreckers. They are not homewreckers, according to her. They keep married.
I can't even say it.
According to her, they keep a marriage together in that the man has a release. She says it's a place to go and a person who understands him. He goes home a happier man, a happier husband, a happier father. And she says she knows that firsthand. The other woman becomes the crutch for his failing marriage, meaning he never has to leave it as he has his own little nirvana on the sly. That helps him stay married.
Well, that's the problem. So I don't think she's wrong or inaccurate, but the problem is you shouldn't be in a toxic, loveless marriage where you're unhappy and you need to seek outside joy and nirvana.
Why does it have to be a love? Why can't, this is what my dad used to say, I love your mom, but I can be with other women.
Well, you
that's not
you.
Called monogamy.
I mean, if you have an open marriage, but if it's not agreed upon, then I don't think you can.
I don't know that he ever checked in with my mom on it.
I don't know.
Maybe he just forgot, got busy.
I love that she is so full of herself that she is saying, I made your husband a better father by sleeping with him.
Yes.
You're welcome.
That is a magic badge.
I want to know the woman that can call up and say, that's the excuse that my husband used when I caught him, is that it made me more present with you because I was with somebody else when I came home because I was happy there. I wasn't in town. It made me a better husband.
We have had the phone calls we have had the phone calls where an affair made the marriage stronger. Like, I remember those. I was blown away by them. They have happened. This is delusional. This is mistress delusion.
She says, look, if you guys think mistresses are having all the fun, you are very, very wrong. In addition to keeping a marriage together, she says, I don't think you're taking her very seriously. I don't feel like you are taking her platform very seriously at all. Mistresses sort of pick up where the legal wife leaves off, becoming what Simmons calls the second wife. The other woman benefits a wife when the wife has become lazy and delegated her marital duties. Mm. And yet the wife is always so angry when she finds out. I think wives should be a little more appreciative of the mistress, is what she says.
You about to appreciate these fists in your face. I'm going to pull a BB Rexa on you.
Is this real?
This is real. This is right out of her book.
Did she really just blame affairs on the wife for the wife being lazy?
Uh-huh. No. Yeah, shit. Yeah, 100%.
Now go play in traffic. Go test out some cinder blocks while scuba diving.
There are three others that I can't count in. I can't get into because I just can't do them with a straight face.
God, go take a drive off an unfinished overpass.
Any more?
No, that's it. I'm just very angry. I could buy the BS up until that point, and now I'm pissed. You're not going to blame an affair on the poor wife.
If she was just taking care of herself a little bit better, it'd be no problem.
If she wasn't so lazy raising him and the kids, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
The Burt Show.